Big day coming up for Wamego. We'll let Bob kind of lead off, though, and I know that a lot of questions having to do with 6th Street and what's going on, and just kind of fill us in. I mean, it's some exciting things going on there, too.
So, yeah, actually, we're getting close to completion. It's a little over $3 million that we're investing in downtown Manhattan, and our new facility will open, it's like middle of August, with the first three services, and that'll be diabetes education, our weight management program, and our outpatient behavioral clinic. And then on September 11th, we will start seeing our first primary care clinic patients. So we have a couple new physicians come into the community. We'll have some announcements about that this summer, both coming. One, actually, her husband grew up here. That's the drawback to Manhattan. And the other physician actually has been practicing elsewhere in Kansas and wanted to come back to K-State because this is where he got his bachelor's degree.
And having that downtown location will be really nice. We haven't had something like that in, well, really, when?
Well, actually, there's no physician offices to see a primary care physician or a specialist, for that matter, east of college. So that'll be we'll be the only physicians, actually, on the east side of Manhattan. But also it's right off of 6th and Leavenworth, and so folks coming into town on 177 can just get off at the light at Leavenworth, and you're just right there.
And within walking distance of those who live in that area, too?
Yeah, for business owners, folks working downtown, and then obviously a lot of residential area on the east side of town would be very convenient. We hope get folks to go see their primary care doc or also take advantage of the other services.
And diabetes, I mean, that's something that's becoming more and more prevalent. I serve on a foundation board with KU Med in the Kansas City area, and definitely it is something that, you know, it's more and more people are getting.
Certainly, it's a big health issue, and it's related to lots of other things. I think that's the 6th Street's a little bit of an experiment in that we are cohabitating primary care, diabetes, and behavioral health all together under one roof. And that's it's been actually done in other parts of the country. Typically, quite honestly, it's been you take an established primary care clinic and you add those other pieces. In our case, we're doing it the exact opposite. We have established behavioral health and diabetes ed and weight management, and we're adding primary care. So it's kind of a little bit of the opposite, but same end result. And I think it just helps, for nothing else, people will know I can go here and get that full range of services.
And having a mother who was diabetic, I know all too well that, as you say, it's interrelated.
It's very intertwined. So.
And frequently, your other healthcare providers, you know, you need to coordinate all those different things to make it work right. Well, remind us again how that all came to be there on 6th Street. I know we've talked about the history before, but just refresh our listeners' memories.
It's probably not quite 2 years ago. Some of the local primary care physicians went to the Via Christi board and said that they recognized the shortage of primary care physicians in the community, but also didn't have the capacity to really address that, and asked the Via Christi board to undertake that. And previous to this, we have never employed primary care physicians in Manhattan. It's just not something that we've done. Actually, we have done it in Wamego for decades, which is also funny, because we've done it there but not here. And so it's really to address a community need. We actually had a study done back in December by a company called SG2, and in the region between Clay Center, Wamego, Junction City, and that includes Manhattan, excluding the base, we have a shortage currently of primary care providers of 19. And we have another 10 or 11 in that same region that will retire in the next 24 to 36 months. So if you do the math, that's a problem if you're trying to get in to see a provider. So that's why we've, you know, obviously adding, recruiting not only physicians, but some nurse practitioners to work in our clinic at 6th Street. We have a new physician joining us in Wamego. We opened a walk-in clinic in Wamego last November, trying to create access points for people so that they will get in and see someone.
Well, let's go ahead and bring Steve Land into the discussion. Since you've never been on before, I gave you a chance to kind of see how things work. And again, Wamego Health Center Administrator, and welcome you, Steve.
Thank you.
And as you know, Bob's alluded to, a lot going on in Wamego right now. I know you have your big groundbreaking this week and all kinds of things going on.
We're very excited for all the things that are occurring in Wamego. And Bob led in with the walk-in clinic and our addition of our physician, which has added to all of the growth that's occurring, not only in Wamego, but Pottawatomie County. And so we're very happy to be a part of that, and I think this is certainly a sign of great things to come for Wamego Health Center.
Well, tell us more about the groundbreaking. I'm sure you're getting all geared up for that and kind of tell people what that really means for Wamego and the area.
We've been in the planning phase for quite some time to get the hospital expansion going, and so we are actually having our groundbreaking this Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon there at the Wamego campus. And that gives us an opportunity to celebrate the planning phase and also give people an idea of what they can expect with that groundbreaking and the expansion that we're going to see. We have approximately 25,000 square feet of additional space, either additional or renovated space that's going to be going in with our building plans, about 9,000 actual new space. And it's going to touch on every aspect of patient care that we provide on the outpatient basis there at Wamego Health Center. So it's going to touch a lot of different facets of what we provide, and we're very excited for that.
One is, and I know that earlier Bob had mentioned your walk-in clinic. I mean, you've been doing some things that are currently already, so this just kind of expands what some of your efforts have been.
That's right.
Like.
That's right. The healthcare model has been changing over the years, and the walk-in side of healthcare is certainly something that has been on the forefront, and we're very excited to be able to provide that to the community. And what that is the opportunity if somebody is not established with a primary care physician, or even if they are, they're welcome to come over, and our clinic is open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so it gives us a chance to get them into our clinic environment.
Now, how long will it take? Groundbreaking, of course, means it's going to take a while, I would guess.
Sure. Well, you know, in construction speak, and I asked this question, you know, are we really talking 12 months? And they said, yes, it's going to be a 12-month project. So we're going to begin the actual construction phase the end of June here, and we expect to be completed around July of 2018.
Well, I'm sure Bob can share with you some of the growing pains that they've been having at Via Christi Manhattan, but it will be, you'll have to temporarily relocate. Talk about the process for that, too.
Sure. Well, I think we're blessed to have the staff that we have currently, and they're very excited and very engaged on this whole process. And we've been going through this to get people prepared for that on the staffing side. We will be able to provide all of the current aspects that we cover for our patients. There won't be anything that's down. We've been sure to be able to phase our project so that we're able to keep those items going. We can certainly give some details on what and where things are going to move, and that's part of a shell game that we're in the process of moving around. But
in particular, the main entrance closes in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it won't be open for 12 months. So that's so the kind of things that, yeah. So Steve's group, we're using our, it'd kind of be the southwest corner entrance is what we'll be using. The emergency room actually stays open throughout the entire project. Parking shifts, where our staff park shifts. There's a lot of adjustments that the team and the patients are going to need to make for the next 12 months, but the outcome is going to be fabulous.
Will it be as big? You had your own headaches with the different things you did here in Manhattan. Will it be quite that nature or fairly major?
It may be more complex.
I think Steve's
we're going to have
a little more challenged.
We're going to have our main thoroughfare closed as well as our main entrance, but the main entrance and exit point was going to be changing, and that will definitely impact our there'll be a lot of signage that people will need to be aware of. Let's just put it that way.
Well, and I'm sure that's why it's good you're here today to kind of warn people a bit, because when people are in emergency mode, you know, they may not be thinking real clearly, so it's good for them to know ahead.
I think the thing that I would stress is the emergency entrance will remain the same. It will still enter. There will be a difficult time with the a lot of times our actual parking area is used as an access point to ER, and that will change. But we'll have signage that shows the direction to the existing ER entrance.
As I say, Bob. The key issue, if you come to the Wamego emergency room, just make sure you come by the golf course. Go on the north side. That's the entrance that'll be clear and open the whole time.
That's
and
right.
So people, again, if you're familiar in Pott County, you know where that is, but you just want to come along the south side of the golf course and come in that way.
And, of course, it might be a minor inconvenience for anybody that's just wanting to visit or you know, but they'll figure that out. They'll have a little more time to, relax with that.
We will work through it with them.
Well, I do. I mean, I know when you go through these things, and I'm sure Bob could share, there's always unexpected things along the way, too. And you know, best wishes to you that way, because you just never know. But a lot of excitement. And you know, really how this all came to be, if you don't mind sharing, Steve. And, you know.
Well, we had observed the growth for several years, and this team has been established for quite some time trying to put this together. And I'd be remiss not to mention that there has been a tremendous amount of work and effort from multiple people that has gone into this phase. So we're very blessed to get it to this point. Pottawatomie County in general is growing, and Wamego as well. And we have been lucky enough to add some new programs, including cardiac rehab and stress testing, and those types of environments tend to grow everything. So our demand on space has continued to change. And then you get into the ER and the surgery and the flow of how those departments were designed 20 or 30 years ago is very different than the way they would be expected today. And so that gives us an opportunity to really get into the how those departments actually work.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is down 9:45, and we'll come back and talk some more, just all kinds of good information here today. But again, via Christie Hospital in Manhattan, President Bob Koppel, and then also Wamego Health Center Administrator Steve Lamb. Appreciate both of them being here. And you could call in if you want to, if you have questions or comments about what's going on there in Wamego or even via Christie Manhattan. Always welcome those. 537-1350 or toll-free, 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.